Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But we want you to get a full flavor of what this sounded like. So what you will hear in this prepared statement is Shohei Ohtani speaking in Japanese, followed by Will Irriton. Is that how we pronounce it? We don't know. I think Will Irriton, Ireton, whatever. I-R-E-T-O-N. He is a member of the Dodgers front office and was previously the translator for Kenta Maeda. So you will hear Ohtani speaking in Japanese, followed by the Dodgers employee translating what Ohtani is saying into English. Here's a piece.
まず皆さん、来ていただいてありがとうございます。僕も話したかったので嬉しく思ってますし、チームの関係者の皆さん、僕自身もそうですけど、ファンの皆さんもここ1週間ぐらいですかね、厳しい、1週間だと思うんですけども、メディアの皆さんも含めて、我慢と、ご理解をしていただいたのはすごくありがたいなと、思っています。まず、僕自身も信頼していた方の、過ちというのを、悲しくというか、ショックですし、今はそういうふうに、感じています。
Well, first of all, thank you very much for coming. I wanted to be here today to be able to talk. I'm sure it was very tough. It's been a tough week for fans and team officials, and I'm very grateful that the media has been patient in this process. Just on a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
現在進行中 の, 調査もありますので、今日話せることにまず限りがあるというのも、ご理解いただきたいなということと、また今日ここに、詳細をまとめた、分かりやすく皆さんにお伝えするためにまとめた、メモがありますので、そちらの方に従って、何があったのかというのをまず、説明させていただきたいなと思います。
Obviously today there's things that I'm limited in being able to talk about. I hope you understand. I do have a document in front of me that I will refer to, that will detail what has happened.
まずはじめに僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、そのスポーツイベントにかけたりとか、それをまた頼んだり、っていうことはないですし、僕の口座からブックメーカーに対して、誰かに送金を依頼したことももちろん全く、ありません。
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmakerto bet on sports.
本当に数日前まで、彼が、そういうことをしていたっていうのも、全く知りませんでした。
Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening.
結論から言うと、彼が、僕の、 口座からお金を盗んで、なおかつ、まあみんな、僕の周りもそうですね、みんなに、まあ嘘をついていたっていうのが、まあ結論から言うとそういうことになります。
Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
まあまず、はじめに言うと先週末、韓国ですね、僕の代理人に対してメディアの、方から、私が、僕のにですね、違法のブックメーカーから、僕が、関与しているのではないかというスポーツ博打に賭博について、関与しているのではないかという打診があり連絡がありました。
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp, inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting.
で一平さんは僕にこういった取材の依頼があるということをまず、僕には話していなかったし、僕の方にそういう連絡はまず来ていなかったということと、まず初めに代理人には、一平さんは僕と話して分かったのは、一平さんにではなく、某友人の借金の肩代わりとして、支払ったというふうに、僕の代理人も含めてみんなに話してました。
So Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiryAnd to the representatives to in my camp, he told, Ipe told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt.
で、その翌日にさらに尋問で、一平さんは、僕たちの代理人に対して、借金は自分のもの、つまり一平さん自身が作ったものだということを、まあ、説明しました。
Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually in fact Ipe who was in debt.
で、それを僕が、まあ、肩代わりしたという話を、その時に代理人に話したそうです。
And told my representatives that I was paying off those debt.
そしてこれらは全く、全てが嘘だったということですね。
And this all of this has been a complete lie.
一平さんは取材依頼のことも僕にはもちろん、その時伝えていなかったですし、代理人の人たちに対しても、僕はすでに彼と話して、彼と話してコミュニケーションを取っていたということを、嘘をついてました。
So Ipe obviously lied about, you know, basically didn't tell me about the media inquiry. And then その代表に対して、
僕もそうだし代表、チームもそうですね、
はい、
チームも、代理の人たちに対しても、まあ、つまり僕とコミュニケーションを取っていたっていうふうに嘘をついてました。
So Ipe has been telling everybody around that Ipe has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representative, you know, to my representative, to the team, and that hasn't been true.
そして僕がこのギャンブルに関しての問題を初めて知ったのは、韓国での第一戦が終わった後に行われたチームミーティング。試合の後のチームミーティングの時です。
The first time I knew about this gambling, Ipe's gambling was during the, after the first game when we had team meeting in the clubhouse.
まあ、そのミーティングで彼は全部英語で話していたので、僕に通訳もちろんついて、その時ついていなくて、全て英語で話していたので、まあ、完全には理解できていなくて、まあ、なんとなくこういう内容だろうなっていうのは、おそらくは理解はできていましたけど、なんとなく違和感をその時は感じてました。
So during the team meeting, obviously, Ipe was speaking English and I didn't have a translator on my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel that there was something amiss.
で、まあ、その時彼は僕に対してホテルに帰った後で、二人で、より詳しいことを二人で話したいので今は待ってくれというふうに言っていたので、僕はまずその時は、ホテルまで待つことにしてました。
Just prior to the meeting I was told by Ipe, hey, let's talk one to one in the hotel after the meeting. So I waited until then.
で、僕は一平さんがその時にギャンブル、ミーティングの時にギャンブルの依存症だっていうのは僕はもちろん知らなかったですし、彼が借金をしていることも。
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt.
で、僕は彼の借金返済にももちろん同意、その時も同意してませんし、物件会社に対して彼に送金をしてくれと頼んだことももちろん、許可したことももちろんないです。
And at that, obviously at that point, or I, and obviously I did not, never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker.
で、まあその後試合後、ホテルに、戻って一平さんと初めてそこで話をして、彼に巨額の借金があることをその時知りました。
And finally, when we went back to the hotel and talked one to one, that was when I was when I found out that he had a massive debt.
で、彼はその時私に、僕の口座を勝手に僕の口座に勝手にアクセスしてブックメーカーに送金していたということを僕に伝えました。
And it was revealed to me during that meeting that he Ipe admitted that he was sending money using my account to the bookmaker.
でまあ、僕はやっぱりおかしい、これおかしいなと思って、代理人にと話したいということで代理人たちを呼んでそこで話し合いました。
And at that moment, obviously it was an absurd thing that was happening and I've contacted my representatives at that point.
でも話終わってこれを聞いて僕の代理人もやっぱり彼に嘘をつかれていたということを、初めて知って、すぐにドジャースの皆さんと、弁護士の人たちにその時に連絡しました。
So when I was finally able to talk to my representatives, that's when my representatives found out that Ipe has been lying the whole time, and that's when I started contacting the Dodgers and my lawyers.
で、まあ、そのドジャースの皆さんも、代理の人たちもその彼らもその時に初めてまた自分たちも嘘をつかれていたということをその時に知りました。
And the Dodgers and the lawyers at that moment found out also as well that they have been lied to.
そして僕が弁護士の人たちはこれは窃盗と詐欺のことなのでこれを警察の当局に引き渡すという報告をその時にしました。
And my lawyers recommended that, you know, since this is a theft and fraud, that we have the proper authorities handle this matter.
まあこれがそこまでの流れなので僕はもちろんスポーツ賭博にはもちろん関与していないですしブックメーカーにさっきも言いましたけど送金をしていたという事実は全く、ありません。
So, you know, in conclusion, I do want to make it clear that I never betted on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
まあ正直あのショックという、まあ、言葉がまあ正しいとは思わないですし、まあそれ以上のこう、うまく言葉では表せないような、感覚でこの1週間ぐらいはずっと過ごしてきたので今はそれをうまく言葉にするのは 難しいなという思っています。
And to summarize how I'm feeling right now, I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I am feeling at this point.
まあただもうシーズンも本格的にスタートするので、ここからは弁護士の、方々にもお任せしますし、僕自身も、警察当局の協力に全面的に協力したいなと思っています。
And the season's going to start, so I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out, and I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now. You know, I'm looking forward to focusing on the season. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk, and I'm sure there will be continuing investigations moving forward.
以上です。ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
Okay, there it is from Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers front office translator. His prepared statement, no questions. So he does say at the end, I'm glad we had a chance to talk. I don't know if we actually did talk. We just listened.
Well, the two of them both talked.
They talked, yeah. And we listened. And we now welcome you back into Willard and Dibbs. And I think, gosh, for everybody listening, this is kind of like thumbs up or thumbs down. You know, you buy this or not. And I'll reiterate what I said before we listened to that, which is that this is, if Shohei is lying, this is one hell of a poker move. Because if federal investigators are checking this out, you're in a whole lot of trouble if you go public with the absolute, I'm totally innocent accusation, all fingers and signs pointing toward Ipe. I did absolutely nothing wrong, and I will cooperate fully with all of you federal investigators. You're not going to do that unless you feel confident about what those federal investigators are going to find. So it makes me believe Shohei in the interim. However, there's two huge things that stand out. And one of those questions is simply, why did you not answer questions? So that is actually now my question number one.
Right.
Why were you not wanting to answer questions? And we can think about what some of those questions that he wouldn't want to answer might be. But Dibs, there's also a timeline issue here.
Yeah.
That I have a big, big issue with. I want everyone to understand that at the beginning of last week, Ipe did a 90-minute interview with ESPN that was set up by Shohei's agent and his lawyers. They set it up on a Monday.
With ESPN. Because the media had been inquiring, so somehow the media got word of this.
I don't even think the media did not know about it. The feds did.
Oh, and so they were trying to get ahead of the feds.
They were preparing this to get ahead of the investigation that was on its way. So he does the 90-minute interview. Then they come in a day later and go, forget everything he said. Those are lies. Let's do a new 90-minute interview. And now we're the ones talking. This is theft. The issue is that's all going on a Monday and a Tuesday. Then on a Wednesday in the middle of the night, a baseball game happens. Dodgers win. Get Cronenworth a new glove, for God's sake.
Totally.
Dodgers are 1-0. After the game, Ipe, in English, decides to go tell the Dodger clubhouse the story. And Shohei states, in what you just heard, that moment was the first he had even heard of a gambling issue. So that means that your own agent set up an interview with ESPN on a Monday about Ipe's gambling problem and the withdrawal of $4.5 million of your own money, all while you didn't even know that a gambling problem existed. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
The other piece of it, and I'm glad you laid out the timeline, because as I mentioned before, this all hit me kind of out of nowhere while I was in Las Vegas, so I didn't have a chance to pore over all the minutia and all the details.
No, were poring over everything else.
Sure was.
On the rocks.
Lining up, getting hundreds handed to me. But the timeline element of this is one area where I got to ask questions. The other piece of it is the idea of the theft. How did he go about stealing?
Right.
How many if it's 9 wire transfers of $500,000 a piece, how did he go about doing that? Did he hack into your account by stealing a password? Did he have access to your account to where he could make these withdrawals or these wire transfers? Did he have, does Shohei have any financial fail safes in his life? Does he have a financial advisor? What is his financial situation that would allow this interpreter to have access to 9 wire transfers for $500,000 a piece?
And like a text doesn't come to your phone from Chase or Wells whatever.
I got a fraud alert on my way to Vegas. Shout out Fremont Bank.
Hi, Mr. Ohtani. $500,000 has been deposited into the other account. Thank you for your business. That never happened?
Right.
$500,000 9 different times? Look.
And how many, I wonder how far apart those wire transfers were. Was it 9 in a day? Was it over 3 or 4 weeks? Because that for me is significant evidence as far as what you're talking about, how much he would know about this. And, you know, was it $4.5 million in one day, like 9 straight over the course of 12 minutes?
Well,
when he just rat-a-tat-tatted his account?
Here's the other big sort of like thing bouncing around in my head right now. You didn't take questions because one of the questions you didn't want to answer is the one that you just brought up. And it's the how. How? How did he get access to this money? How did these transfers happen without your knowledge? Whatever the banking situation was, there are a bunch of how questions there. Not only does he probably not want to answer that, so he's not going to take questions, but he didn't answer it in the process of preparing a statement. So you can say, he's telling lies. He stole money from me. If I was preparing a statement and I knew everybody out there's next question was going to be how, I would have answered it. It's like when you're in debate class back in high school. Your job is to know what the other side is going to say or think and take that away from them. So if you know the media is all sitting there and you've had a week of listening to us go, how? How is this possible? Wouldn't you answer that how in your prepared statement? He didn't.
Well, he did say that there are things that he can't talk about because of the ongoing investigation, which is a statement that covers a lot of what you're talking about in the gray area. And that's why he also is not going to answer questions, because if you ask a question like, how did he gain access to your money? He can't really answer that, because that goes to the nature of the theft. And I know with my bank account,
then just say that. Can't he just say that? I can't answer that because it is part of an ongoing federal investigation and I've been told not to answer that.
Well, he blanketed it by saying it up front, which is why he wasn't going to take questions, because there are certain things that he can't talk about. I think it's a little bit chicken scratch to avoid taking questions, but you know, it is an ongoing investigation, and so he didn't want to get caught saying something that he doesn't want to have come back to haunt him.
You know who's a great follow on Twitter right now? He always is. Andrew Brandt. You know Andrew.
Yes, brilliant.
Andrew's the one who used to work in the Packers front office. Now he's like the executive director of the media wing at Villanova. He's come on this show a number of times. Sports executive, sports business. He understands sports law. And his Twitter account right now has been fascinating. And he just wrote a couple of minutes ago, Ohtani not taking questions, and he probably didn't want to answer the following. 1, what access did Ipe have to your bank account? 2, who else had access to it? Accountants, attorneys, agents? 3, did you ever hear from your bank? And 4, does he really think his former best friend stole $4.5 million from him? Yeah, those are some good questions.
Yeah.
Those are some good questions.
Boy, that's a great question.
Those are good questions. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.